Hi everyone, this is my second episode of podcast, Toshi's English Podcast. And now I don't have any script before me. So I need to make an impromptu speech now. But I want to have a topic to talk about now. So I think I'm going to do this. I'm going to do all right. And the topic could be accent, of course. From the last episode, the first episode, I talk about how I catch or how I caught English accent. Why I have chosen to speak with an English accent, and the conclusion or the gist of conclusion is it just sounds right to me to have or to speak in English accent. That's it, and I like it. I quite like the sounds of an English accent. That should be the main resources or main like motivation of how you speak, that because that way you speak is or can be your identity, and that is important to show your identity and your background, how you learn English, or if you are native speakers of English, your accent testifies or shows where you're from, basically. And even in a country like in the UK or in England, the way you speak is different, obviously, depending on where you're from in England. And some people are posh, some people are not. Working class or middle class, if you speak RP or standard RP. And if you speak posh RP, you are probably from upper class world. And that is how we speak, and that inflects it or reflects it in the way we speak. So that is important, accent, because people sometimes, learners of English, as my experience, disregard the importance of accent. People are focusing on grammar, vocabulary, and yeah, all that kind of things, that if they string sentence correctly or not correctly. Of course that is important. But before doing any of these things, like imagine when you're a kid acquiring your own language, I don't think you did care about grammar and the correct usage of vocabulary. You just speak to your mom, your dad, without thinking of any grammatical, systematic function that has in your sentences. You just utter words, sentences, that because you want to convey your notions, ideas to your mom and dad and your friends. You don't care about grammar, vocabulary, but always the way you speak includes certain way or certain accent that partly or mainly that should come from people who you're speaking to or speaking with. That usually be your mom, your parents, your mom and dad. So you kind of inherit the way you speak from your parents or people around you, people you're talking to. That's fine. In terms of your native language, that's fine. You have your own accent that is inherited from your parents. That's fine, it's fantastic. You have your own identity, or you have your own way of speaking your native language that features where you're from or your background. That's fine. You have identity, that's fine. But when it comes to the second language or third language, maybe you don't have any accent, or maybe you have accent that originated from or that influenced, that is influenced by your native language, which is not doesn't sound like natural, maybe, or so how do I call this, so not natural. It's not that sounds, oh, you're not a lot of the language, you not fluent in a way. If you have foreign accent in speaking other languages, So for, let's say, English, when you speak English, if you have a, let's say, a typical Japanese English accent, which I can't do it anymore. Maybe I used to have a stereotypical Japanese accent in my English, but I've forgotten already. But anyway, and okay, if you spoke English with stereotypical Japanese accent, it's just fine. I say that's fine. But I don't think you can speak fluently. You can speak English fluently in your Japanese accent, because why you speak with Japanese accent is because you don't know how to pronounce words. Let's take an example of the word schedule. I know most Japanese people say schedule, because that's also in Japanese, schedule. Also, okay, that's not a good example, because Japanese people can say schedule in English as well. I need to look for the word that exists in English that doesn't exist in Japanese. Okay, simultaneously. Okay, that comes up my mind. Okay, simultaneously, that doesn't exist in Japanese, of course. Simultaneously. And I don't think most Japanese people can't pronounce or don't know how to pronounce simultaneously, because that's the word we don't use, useless, in a daily life in Japanese or in Japan. Of course, I've never used that word before, or even now in Japanese. But anyway, simultaneously, and how do Japanese people say or pronounce simultaneously? So I can't spell, and also I can't imitate Japanese people imitating, not imitating, Japanese people speaking English. Simultaneously. Anyway, the point is they can't pronounce the word simultaneously. That's because they haven't heard the word being pronounced in English. That's why they can't pronounce. That's why their pronunciation is terrible, because they don't know how to pronounce it. That's why I say several times or many times now, having an accent in any version of English is fine. American English, English, Australian English. But unless you know how to pronounce words, you can't pronounce words. You assume, oh, I can pronounce any word if I see spelling, or if I see maybe phonetic sounds, phonetic chart. I doubt it, because okay, let's take another example. What is a difficult word to pronounce for Japanese people? Theology. I'm not giving you a definition of theology, because I can't explain it in a nutshell. Theology, I'm focusing on pronunciation. So theology, it begins with TH. It begins with a TH sound. Theology. Of course, it's not difficult for me to pronounce it, theology, but I imagine for Japanese people it's hard to pronounce theology. And not because they are not practicing it, or their mouth is not well formed to pronounce the word theology. I don't think so. It's just they haven't heard the word before. They haven't, maybe they don't even know the word theology. I hope you're getting a gist of my topic today, or this time, this episode. The point is, you need to choose decisive way of speaking certain words, and so that you can start talking about accent, you can talk about pronunciation. For example, yeah, schedule. So that's why I brought up the word schedule, because in England, you know, general consensus would be general consensus of how to pronounce this word would be schedule, although many Brits would say, more and more Brits would say schedule in American way. That's in America. That's how American people say schedule. And also in Japan, we say schedule in Japanese. Because English is being integrated in Japanese language. Some people say 10% of Japanese words consists of English words. Although we don't know how to pronounce it, that's the point. And the schedule and schedule, and always a debate between the two pronunciations. And I would go with schedule in an English way. But again, it doesn't matter how you pronounce it, but you have to know how to pronounce the word in either way. Schedule, both fine, but you need to choose when because you can't say schedule at the same time. Schedule. You need to choose either schedule or schedule. When you say the word schedule or schedule, and that applies to any word, to be honest. Okay, let's have an example sentence. Okay, what is the example? The sentences come from the book You Say Potato, written by David and his son Ben. Okay, I have to say, it did surprise me when I first heard Ben say schedule, and I was also surprised to realize that he didn't realize where his pronunciation had come from. Okay, that's it. So that's when the son Ben said schedule, and the David, the father, got surprised. I mean, gobsmacked when he first heard Ben say schedule. Okay, and the point is, I think people agree, most people agree with how to say I, although some people say oi, maybe Irish, oi, West countries, oi, but generally people say I, so it's okay. I have to say, I think it's okay, even Japanese people can say that word, I have to say it. Okay, I have to say, it did surprise me, okay, pretty good so far. When I first heard, I think that's where debate comes up, I think, because first heard, that's how I say these words, but I think Americans would say these words in a different way. First heard, which I can't do. Anyway, I first heard, but the point is, again, you need to choose how you say these words. First heard or first heard, unless you get it. And you decide how to say these words. You're not starting speaking words. So you need to choose before you speak. You need to choose accent before you speak. So I'm going with first heard. I first heard Ben say schedule. Normally I say schedule, but this time Ben says schedule. And I was also surprised to realize that he didn't realize where his pronunciation had come from. I think it almost the same on either side of Atlantic. You might say the same. You might, like, yeah, pronounce the sentence the same way. But if I add to this is where, that's how I say it, where. That's how I say the word where, because there are an R sound in it, where. So no, there is an R letter in it, where, are W-H-E-R-E. Yeah, there's an R letter in it. So American people would say where, same applies to there. sounds ridiculous to me. Ridicule to me. I'm not offending. I'm not making an insult to American people. This is my like or dislike. That's it. I'm not judging. So I'd go with where, with no R sound in it. So where. His pronunciation had come from. So it's not that difficult to say these sentences. But anyway, I hope you get the gist. You get the point of that you need to choose the pronunciation or how to say words before you speak. Okay, another sentence. Okay, it would be okay. This one. Schedule, of course, a quote, yeah. Schedule, of course, is just one of several American pronunciations that have spread around the English-speaking world. Think of anti, rhyming with tie rather than T, or eight, rhyming with late rather than let, eight. Think of the second syllable of tomato, sounding like tomato rather than tomato, or the first syllable of progress with a short O as in hot rather than long one as in O, progress. Okay, that's a good example in it. So tomato, I say tomato, of course, and that's another good example of why I changed my accent, why I have chosen to speak in English accent, because tomato, that's how I say, or that's how we say tomato in Japanese. Tomato. So much similar to the tomato, that is English way to say the word tomato. And American way, tomato. Again, I pointed out that A sound in the first episode of my podcast, A sound, so dance, tomato, and I still don't get why they exaggerated A sound that much. Tomato, dance. Oh, not necessary. It's just unnecessary. It's just, yeah. So dance, of course, tomato, of course, and so tomato, dance, can't, loads of example if I started to list. Anyway, tomatoes, that's a good example of the accent differences between American and English and England English. So okay, oh, that's a quite huge rambling from me, and But important. It's rambling, but it's important. I hope you get the gist. I said this sentence 3 times now. I hope you get the gist. Yes, you need to know how to pronounce words. Otherwise, how do you pronounce words? How do you speak English without knowing how to pronounce? You need to go either way. British, American, Australian, Singapore, which way can be good, can be fine, but you need to choose how to say the words. The schedule, tomato, potato, either, often, I say often, find, better, letter, water, which I did in the first episode. Letter, better, water, that's how I say these words. And some people say letter, better, water, which I can't do properly. So that's why I've chosen English accents, just as I've already explained it. And our sound is also another feature of American pronunciation. World, hard. Oh, American English, very hard, very hard. American English is very hard. That's how I say it. So it sounds very normal, doesn't it? Especially, I'm talking to basically Japanese, because I'm assuming you, people who are listening to this podcast are learners of English, and I'm focusing on especially on Japanese listeners, because I'm Japanese, so I want, yeah, I think you can relate it to like how I improve or how I develop my English accent, and I hope you have your accent that you like to speak with, so that you gain your confidence in speaking production or speaking production. Yeah, that's the most important thing before grammar, vocabulary, all that kind of stuff. Before all that kind of stuff, you need to, I want you to have accent. I want you to like certain ways to pronounce certain words. So that's it, again, so that you can start debates between other people who speak English over or regarding pronunciations of the words. Better, I say better, but I say better. Or I say better. I say water. I say water. I say water. And it's fine. It's fine. Whatever accent is fine, but that point is, can you get on that debate, that discussion about accent? I want you to get on that discussion about accent, that, because it's very interesting, but just fun to listen to different variety of accent. And if you watch the movie Lord of the Rings, that movie includes a lot of English accent that there is in England, that there is in the world, that there is in England. And Frodo Baggins speaks with standard English accent, which is RP, which is called reciprocation. And I'll go back, huh? What is it? Go back, son. I'm going to model alone. Yeah, if I dig into the sentence that Frodo uttered, go back, Sam. Go back, Sam. Normal. And I'm going to model alone. I'm going to model I'm, not oim, like an Irish person. Oim, not that. Oim. I'm going to model alone. And the model, there are two R's in it, actually. Two R's. Model. So when you hear, for example, Elrond or Gandalf say the word Mordor, it was like Mordor, because they pronounce R sound in a rhotic way, which you might find in Scotland, or very old-fashioned RP. The people wrote their R's very, very, oh, it's very well. Oh, jolly girl. Oh, this is very nice, very nice, very nice layer cake. That kind of thing. So very, very, they flap R sound. And like people normally do. So, Mordor. Actually, yeah, they did the scene. But that is, I think, extended scene or deleted scene. Where Gandalf say, Mordor. Yeah, I forgot the line, but Mordor, he says. And also, I think Elrond says Mordor. So both of them speak heightened RP, posh RP, and they ended up speaking Mordor sound. But Frodo, he speaks normal English accent, so he doesn't go with vr sound in all. So he says, I'm going to Mordor alone. That's normal, I like it. And again, Sam answers back to Frodo, but again, that might be another time, but he speaks with a slightly North American accent, Sam Gamgee. But anyway, my point is, if you want to enjoy variety of accent, you should watch Lord of the Rings. That's it. Yes. And my wish is, I hope you find one of the accents that you like, that you want to speak with. It can be standard English accent, it can be West Country accent, it can be Scottish, because there is a Scottish character in it, Pippin. Yeah, he actor is from, where is that? Edinburgh? No, the other one. Glasgow, yeah, Glaswegian accent. So Glasgow, he's from Glasgow, and Mary from near Manchester. Another accent as well. And yeah, it doesn't have to be an English accent or UK accent. But I recommend, especially for Japanese learners of English, to speak with English accent with for number of reasons which I have introduced in my first episode. And it sounds natural to me. That means English accent should sound natural to many Japanese learners of English, I hope. Okay. So wrap up is, maybe you can watch Lord of the Rings, not whole, because that'll be long. Maybe you can watch clips from YouTube. Let's see if you can find one of the accents you like, and that eventually is going to be your accent, I hope, so that you can speak English in a sophisticated or authentic way. Yeah, drop your Japanese accent or drop your foreign accent and start speaking with any accent can be good, but with your accent that you like. Conclusion of this episode 2 of my podcast. Okay, see you again.